Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
She said it's all about the vibes on this show. Let me tell you about vibes. About 15 minutes before Thursday night football kicked off, Paul Aspen said, "Joe, Rams are going to lose." Like, what are you talking? Where are you getting this? The response was vibes. And then I'm like, I hate vibes. It's so stupid. Like, what's he talking about? Is he just messing with me? I didn't know if you were serious or not. I'm like, all right. I didn't do any picks at that point. Like, I've been saying, these are the three teams I'm splitting it with. I'm going Rams. He's just trying to mess with my head. He's talking to people at Sluggers, like, about how certain pitches are fake pitches. Like, I don't know what's going on in Paul's life right now. And I just thought you were messing with me. I don't know if you were serious or not, but you ended up being correct and me being very wrong on that.
Yeah, I had a piece of the Rams in your pool as well. So, like, I didn't get off of it. But just – I played Padres money line at 3-1, 7-1, and 15-1. And just because it was right there for them. And once it didn't come through, I was like, ooh, this is – I just, like, I see Mac Jones in his, like, whatever fit that was that he was wearing walking in. And I just, like, I don't know. I started talking myself into Shanahan – division game, this is probably going to be pretty close. But they look, the Rams should have won. But once they came out and landed, like, two touchdowns on them, like, in the first half, I was like, oh, man. Like, this is what I thought it was going to be.
It's my fault. I'm mad because I know I'm not supposed to do Thursday night football. It's literally in the rules that I've gone over many times on this show. Not Thursday night football. Not division matchups. Have I broken the division matchup rule? Yes, of course I have, because there are some, I think Baltimore-Cleveland, right? I think that was a game that we all picked, and that was an obvious survivor play. Like, that was a divisional matchup too, but I had both. It was both of things I tried to avoid. But in my mind, I said, look, second highest money line, second highest point spread of the week. It's fine. There's a reason. I trust the market more than anything. Like, I feel best about a lot of my plays. When I watch the board on Sunday, a couple hours before the game, and you see it moving, there's usually a team or two that is getting smacked, right? And those come through most times. And I trusted the market. I'm not blaming the market. I'm blaming myself. But, yeah, I stuck with the Rams. And, you know, I think most people in a lot of pools, I think it's like around 30-some% that had the Rams last night. So you get carnage for this first time in week number five. So that's pretty interesting. But the part that bothered me is one of the pool that I was in that had the fewest amount of people, which was like 130 people left. I did use the Rams. That's the one that bothers me. Like, losing one out of three in a lot of pools that I'm in, that's not a big deal. But what bothered me is, like, the ones that are, like, sub 200 using the Rams. Very frustrating, man. My Friday feels, guys, is this the week? Chalk's been coming through. We got the second highest favorite on the board losing outright last night. Is this the week? And I started thinking that after talking to the boys on WGR in Buffalo. Like, I was just like, so you wouldn't do Bills and Survivor, would you? They're like, nope, absolutely not. And that's a divisional matchup. That's the third highest point spread of the week at 8. Fourth highest point spread. I have some Arizona. I'm not comfortable with Arizona as a 7.5-point favorite. The fifth highest, Indy -7. Could I see a Raiders bounce back? Is Geno a better quarterback on the road? Typically, yeah. I think the lines are going to be fine. But, Sam, my Friday feels is this might be the first week of Survivor Chaos where, like, four of the top 5-point spreads all at a touchdown or higher end up losing outright.
I'm almost positive in the last Survivor entry I have a piece of with the 108 guys, almost positive they're going to go Buffalo because Chirizi can't get enough of the all-white Tony Montana uniforms. I think that's really the only reason why he's leaning that way. But they don't want to do Arizona, I don't believe. And I told them last week, just let me give you my thoughts on Survivor so we don't pick that team. I'm really leaning into this now. Like, I'm awful at Survivor. I texted them on Wednesday, hear me out, .. Rams. Swear to God. So we didn't go Rams because I'm the bartender of Survivor, essentially. And that would have knocked us out. Again, if I had a Survivor entry, like if you gave me 4 or 5 lives, in I would still be out. That's how bad it is. I can't do it. I either pick short favorites or teams that lose. It's a gift, honestly. And if you can go against that gift, you can maybe make a run in Survivor. So whoever I like in Survivor, don't pick them. And that's fine. We can do that. But I'm pretty sure that they're gonna ship Buffalo on Sunday night to win. I'm a little surprised that the Buffalo guys show up in the Bulldog on WGR. They're really nervous about an outright loss.
Yeah, they're a bit nervous. A little bit. And they're not trying to go over the top about it, but they're thinking, okay, this is the first real time, meaning the first real time Allen against May. It's going to be Allen against May for the next decade. I mean, you'll talk to him later today, but I think a prediction would be Bills. But as far as just, I need a team to win this week, are you going to go to Sunday night football and that divisional matchup? That's not where they would look. That's what it sounded like to me.
Fair enough. And we have discussed this game all week. When this number came out, the first number we saw on the look ahead line was 11. Buffalo -11, obviously. And then when they reopened it, it was 9.5. And now we're sitting 8 pretty much everywhere. I do see some 7.5s. One at Circa and the other one is at South Point. BetMGM has 8. I have a feeling most of the spread bets are going to be on Buffalo, but I guess we'll learn a little bit more about that when we do the room. Paul's going to give us the college football and the NFL room. I still think the Patriots are going to be a popular public play as we get closer to kickoff, but could be way wrong about that. It's funny. As I just said, I'm awful at Survivor. I would never have Arizona in Survivor. So watch them win by 2 touchdowns. To lean into my inability to pick a Survivor winner. Detroit's not losing to Cincy, are they?
I don't think so. I think that's the one that's safe. And like after last night, I'm like, maybe I should just move everybody to Detroit right now. Let's just get through this week because that's the one I feel confident about. The other ones, I don't know. They're a little dicey. I think the Bills win too, but I just don't want to use the Bills. Yeah.
So if there is carnage then, what are you going to do?
It's like everybody loses?
Well, I mean, you kind of teed it up with, I have a bad feeling about the big favorites. So
yeah.
If we're going to wipe out the big favorites, then what?
I also don't feel – do you feel comfortable about Philadelphia at 3.5? Because after those big favorites, that's where you have to go. You go down to the 3.5s.
Nope.
Do you feel good about Minnesota with nobody on the offensive line? Going up against Cleveland international game? I don't. Here's a team that way.
Just say this out loud. I'm backing Carson Wentz in Survivor. Just say that.
Right. Right. Like the 3.5 suck. They're tough spots. Kansas City's another one if you haven't used them. Jacksonville.
Chiefs are winning, though.
Monday night. Yeah, I used him a lot last week.
It's really in that game, do you believe that Jacksonville can turn over Mahomes a bunch? Because they've been turning over a lot of quarterbacks. And let's give their DC a whole lot of credit. They've been very aggressive, but they've also changed coverages a ton. I've watched a lot of Jacksonville, and it's not the same defense every week. They've really done a good job of switching and baiting and catering it to the needs of their team that week. They're not doing the same thing every game. But I don't think Mahomes is going to throw two or three interceptions on Monday night. That's not what he does. So you're going to hear the music, and you're really going to believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to beat Patrick Mahomes on Monday night?
No.
Not me. Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I still feel good about Detroit, and I think Arizona does win. And the Arizona thing is always dicey with Kyler Murray, but extra rest, the matchup, like, there's no reason to trust anything that you've seen with the Titans so far. If we're wrong, we're wrong. Oh, I'm out in the loser's pool too, because I went San Francisco. I yeah. suck at those. I wasn't too worried
I'm
about
very
that
good.
One. Yeah, you're good at the losers. This is your thing. This is good. You've realized this over the course of the year. All right, I've got a question on this Friday Feels Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's a sports book that I had not used in Illinois. Actually, I didn't even realize they were here and operating until I started seeing the commercials everywhere over the last month or so. And I just never got around to signing up for it. I finally signed up for it yesterday. I'm like, okay, so what kind of promo bet do they have for your first wager? And I saw that what they offer is a first bet. They call it a first bet safety net. So you can bet something, your first bet up to $1,000. And if you're wrong, you get $1,000 in bonus bets. So it's basically like risk-free. Like when this was first going on, sportsbooks were trying to accumulate customers. You had a lot of this going on, and much of this has gone away. So I thought it was pretty cool that said sportsbook is offering that. My thought was Dodgers World Series. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And worst case scenario, I get it back in bonus bet. Yeah.
I did that when Massachusetts was trying to acquire all these customers. I know you know the story, but we have new audience members every single day. I've always thought when you get that risk-free bet, you take a shot on a future. A lot of people would lay 8 points in an NFL game or 5 points in a basketball game at -110 and just see what happens. But if they're giving you the ability to free roll them, that's what you do. And that was the year that I bet the Heat. I can't remember the exact amount. It was either 1,500 or 2,000. You'd think I'd remember the details of everything, but I don't. Either 1,500 or 2,000. That was the first bet, risk-free. And I bet the Heat to win the East at plus 950. And that was the year Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin, it just got hot at the right time. Tatum rolled his ankle in game 7 at home, and the Heat took care of business. But what I was explaining to the people on Nesson at the time was that you make this bet, and if it loses, you get it back. So what's the point of betting something at minus 110 when they're going to allow me to put this bet on something at plus 950? Your price right now, I don't know what it is at that specific book, but if it's similar at all to the price of BetMGM, you're going to get
it's about 4.
Like 4-1, right?
Yeah, it's right around there. Yeah, it's right around 4.
So I don't understand why you would. BetMGM down to 360 on the Dodgers now. All right. Dodgers, wow. Yankees, then Phillies. The Phillies haven't even played a game. The Phillies are now on line 3 after entering the postseason on line 1. That's kind of interesting. I know Paul is not believing in the Phils. I think you should do it. Did you do it? Are you going to do it? Are you hesitating?
I made the deposit, and I wanted to talk to you about it on the show before I did it, but that's the plan. I was like, oh, I can do it today. All the markets will be back up in Major League Baseball as we wait for the playoffs to resume tomorrow. So, yeah, that was the plan, that I will do that on this one. Makes sense. Do I double that? So I have some risk, maybe. That also kind of goes through your head a little bit. But, yeah, no. The threat is this series. That's it. The series number at BetMGM is Dodgers minus $1.20. Minus 120. Philly, even money. I don't know if it's been kind of a bit, but Paul's like, anybody but the Phillies. We know what the Dodgers are. And then the more and more I look at it on the Phillies side, and I understand why people would say, oh, look, it's basically a coin flip because of the great pitching, because of the star power that the Phillies have. They have the worst bullpen in the playoffs. They have the worst defense in the playoffs. I don't want to say there's no way, but with price and everything involved, I like the Dodgers in the series a lot. What do you think?
Paul says Dodgers shove.
Oh, he said vibes. Good.
Shove. That's what he said. Also shove.
Why
shove
do they
is becoming
stink?
A very popular word on the show.
Because they stink. I don't know that they stink after, 96 wins this year?
It might be an over series, but like, give me the Dodgers in that sort of series. They're just going to keep coming.
You get Ohtani, Joe. Game 1.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Against Sanchez, pleasantly surprised with that price. I'll just say that. We'll continue to talk about this in our college football plays next. Joe O, Sammy P. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.